Senate President Ron Cochi told the 25-member body that their proposed bill to extend the half a percentage general excise tax surcharge to fund Honolulu's rail transit project was rejected by the House of Representatives.
Members, we do not have a bill that matches the House. I know you will hopefully join me in being prepared to come back in special session if that's required, if we can find a path where we can come to some form of agreement. But with lack of agreement at this time, if there are no objections, I'm recommitting Senate Bill 1183, Conference Draft 2.
The measure can be taken up again if there's Senate and House agreement, and a special session could be called to pass the measure. Otherwise, it will have to wait until the legislature convenes in January. Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair Jill Tokuda also addressed her colleagues. She said there will be leadership changes in the Senate, and she wanted to thank everyone for her last 3 years, especially her WAM staff.
To my Ways and Means team, in all honesty, the hardest part of this whole reorg was that I'd have to part ways with all of you. The late nights, the stress, the begging for money, people complaining, asking for all of this, I can totally get rid of all of that, trust me. And I pass it on to whoever comes next, but my family, I can't figure out how to part with. That's the hardest part.
Tokuda also reaffirmed she is ready to serve in the Senate in any capacity. Meanwhile, House Speaker Joe Suki resigned his leadership position. The House of Representatives convened with Suki absent and were asked to pass a resolution appointing Majority Leader Scott Sike as the new House Speaker. Representative Marcus Oshiro, who resigned his position as policy leader, opposed the resolution.
Here we are on the last day of this session, probably making one of the most important decisions as a collective body on who we're going to select of a leader amongst leaders as the Speaker of the State House of Representatives. And we have many, many questions, Mr. Speaker.
But the House passed the resolution 39-9 with 3 members excused. Following the vote, newly appointed House Speaker Sike explained the leadership change.
The Speaker resigned this morning as a result of a request that we elect a new Speaker. That request basically came from a majority of the House Democratic Caucus. I think that the general feeling was that it was time for new leadership in the House.
The House version of the rail funding bill proposes raising the transient accommodation or hotel room tax, extending the GET, and returning most of the state's share to raise $1.7 billion for the rail project. House Speaker Sike admits they are far from an agreement with the Senate.
Emotions have run very high on the rail issue. Our position is that we need a cooling off period before the House and Senate get together to try to resolve this. So I don't see any immediate action being taken on rail.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.